All right, let's bring him in. The man, I call him the social media president, but I think you might know him as social media comedian out there, and a guy that I've been following for a long time, loves the game of golf. Bob Menery, welcome in, man. How you doing?
Thank you for having me. By the way, you give me way too much credit. Not the social media president in any way, shape, or form. Actually, I think I'm plummeting in the wrong direction, actually. So I've enjoyed the little bit of success that I've had while it's lasting. So not taking anything for granted.
Let me help you rise back up here a little bit.
That's what I want. That's why I'm on here.
That's it. On the Stripe Show, we're on the climb. We're back to the top. Maybe the first time I was introduced to you, we were playing golf. My buddy Jim McCarthy, who you met at the PGA show, he says, "Hey, Travis, watch this video." And this was probably, I don't know, 3 years ago, maybe. Plays this video. And we just stood there and cracked up and watched your videos literally for like 20 minutes right there on the 18th green.
I love that. I love that. I appreciate that. I have no idea what I'm doing when I do them. I just kind of riff off the top of my head these random things. And I just did David Spade's show, and they have writers. So it's a lot better when you have writers. Normally, it's just I have a couple cocktails, and I'll just go in and do dumb, stupid shit. But it kind of caught on, I guess, with people. And I have no fucking idea what I'm doing. But I don't know. I guess it's working a little bit.
Well, let me take you back when you were younger. It all started as a caddy. Is that right?
Not younger. I caddied for 4 years. I think when I was like 24 to 28, I believe. I don't quote me on the exact timeline, but yeah, I caddied for 4 years at Wilshire Country Club. And I love the game of golf.
Yeah. So how were you as a caddy? I mean,
I thought I was the best one out there. I was number one, but no, none of the members thought that. So, you know, there was a lot of days where, you know, I like to enjoy, I work hard, play hard is my mentality here.
Yeah.
You know? And sometimes I showed up. If you had me at Saturday morning at 7 a.m. tee time, you were fucked because I had a night the night before, most likely. And so, yeah. And then I would fuck with guys too occasionally before I, like, you know, because I was caddying and had none of this stuff happen in my life yet, but I would use my little shtick and my little talent, I don't guess you could say, to fuck with the members and do, like, you know, my commentating while I'm carrying their golf bag and all that. But yeah.
So if you wanted Menery, it was like a rule, hidden rule. It has to be after what, 11 a.m. or 12?
If you want, I mean, 2 o'clock in the afternoon.
2 o'clock. Like, yeah, that's wow. It.
And that's nine holes. I can only do nine holes.
Okay.
Nine holes. I didn't have the strength.
So it was after two and nine holes only.
After two, nine holes, and just take a fucking cart. I'm not carrying your bag.
So after the caddy days didn't work out, which I'm not surprised based on that. But so where did this all start for you? I mean, just one day you're sitting there and say, "Give me that video. Let me take a stab at it." And where'd all this funny stuff come from? And your angle with these videos as a broadcaster?
I got very lucky. I was sitting on a couch at my buddy's house, and I was sitting next to this kid, David Justin. He took out his phone and I was doing my broadcaster impression that I've always done, and ended up just kind of having it kind of go viral. And then from there, made another video and then kind of started a segment, kind of what sports announcers want to say but can't. And I started with video game glitches, like when Deion Lewis would run down the field for a touchdown and he had no fucking head. And like, I was like, how is the announcer just going like, "Deion Lewis, touchdown"? I'm like, wait a minute. He has no fucking head. So we have to call it the way it is. And then I kind of segued into doing NFL and NBA and just all sorts of stupid stuff like we just did with David Spade, the new show Lights Out. I did 8 episodes on that, and that's where we commentate wild kind of viral videos across the world.
So you do these videos for a lot of these sports leagues that are out there, but didn't go as well as you probably expected with the PGA Tour. I saw some of those situations come up. You were asked to quit doing those videos. What went down there?
I got a message from Twitter. It was from PGA Tour directly, and they were like, "Yo, take down the videos." And I was like, "Well, hello, a nice hello first would be all right." And I was like, "Hey, can somebody have called for my team to see if we can work something out or whatever?" And they're like, "No, just take them down, take them down." So I said, "All right, you know, like, I'm like, I think my audience enjoys the PGA stuff that we're doing. I'm just gonna have to address, you know, it to them. I'm just gonna let everybody know that we can't do PGA videos anymore." So I did that, and all my fans carried over to the PGA page and like raped their page with like comments, which was fucking hilarious. So we're still figuring it out. I'll be back doing golf this season 100% because I'll figure out. I'm kind of crafty. I can figure some shit out.
Yeah, we miss you, man. I like your commentation in golf. I know you're a big fan of it. What's your favorite? I mean, is it NBA? Is it NFL? Are you a baseball guy?
I feel like the NFL moves the smoothest. Like baseball's hard because I adjust like kind of the call to every sport. NFL's kind of easy to do. NBA is kind of, I just can't do hockey. Hockey's a thing that's just too fast. You can be like, that's why I have the most utmost respect for Doc Emmerich. He does the games on NBC. I think he's the guy that's like Krejci over to Johnson fires. And he's nonstop. He must be like doing like cocaine in the booth or something to be able to fucking like nonstop call the action. And cause NHL is fucking hard. It's fast, you know? So
yeah,
I'm lucky with what I do. I can do just short bits of stuff and reach the amount of people that I reach, which is amazing. Shows you the power of social media.
So did you see the video that I did for you, your golf swing?
I did. I obviously didn't learn though. So
yeah. And you know, you're the typical early extender, right? Who likes to get the hips coming in, the pelvic thrust, which is, you know.
Yes. The pelvic thrust. I used that last night. I used the pelvic thrust last night.
Okay. The last night. I got it. So pelvic thrust on and off the golf course, for Menery. But you know, hey, you and I have joked around a little bit about your game, and you know, you probably don't have time to practice. You probably don't even like to practice. You seem like a guy that wants to play, go out, hit two or three balls and get on and start playing some golf.
Never. I just go out and fire. That's all I do. I just like to go out and just have fun with buddies. And, you know, I like to try and choose my groups wisely. You know, it's some, you know, 4 or 5 hour rounds are like, kill me. I have the worst ADD in the world. My mind's always on my work shit. So it's hard to kind of go out there. I think 9 holes is very overrated. Underrated.
Very underrated. Well, that's where everything's going now. 9 holes, 12 holes. There's a 12 hole golf course being built right next to me right now here in Ponte Vedra Beach. That's where the game's going. It's where it should go. I'm with you. 18 holes is a long time. You're playing golf with a lot of people, man. Every time I turn on, it's like, there you are. 9 hole match with this guy, 9 hole match with this lady. Man, what are you playing for? What kind of games are you playing?
I don't know. It varies. You know, I play some big games. But I also play some small games. I just like action on the golf course so I can focus. I just feel like it just adds a little element of fun. I enjoy gambling a little bit. So, you know, I played big games. I mean, Golden Tate took me for like a few $1,000s last time we played. And I want my rematch. And but then we also have things. I play with Steph Curry. We just did prop bets. So we just try and keep it fun and on the golf course, you know.
Who's your foursome, man? Give me your celebrity athlete foursome. Who's playing with you where you got your bets, you've got your drinks, you've got your good time. Who's in it?
Ah, good question. Guys that I've already played with or like bucket list?
I don't know. Just anybody. All right. Let's go bucket list.
So bucket list would be like, you know, Larry David. And I see Larry all the time at Riviera. He's just kind of a scary guy to approach. He's Larry David. Love playing with Golden Tate all the time. He's one of my favorite guys. My buddy Ryan likes. Let's see who else would be a good one. Michael
Bounceback.
Timmy Bounceback will not play golf. Michael Pena, I enjoy playing with as well. There's a lot of them, you know.
Yeah. What's Timmy Bounceback like, man? This guy, he's a little crazy, isn't he? I mean, he's not out there on the golf course, is he?
He's either hot or cold. He's not on the golf course. He's either hot or cold when it comes to drinking. Either parties really hard or he's completely sober. So you never get a fine middle with him. But he's one of the best guys in the world. He's got the biggest heart in the world. And it's awesome to have him on the podcast with us.
Yeah. What about the tour, man? Talk about professional golf. Who's in your group? Who's the three guys that you're taking out?
Justin Thomas, Matt Wolf, and Ricky Fowler.
Wow.
Would be the three guys that I would choose.
Okay.
But I don't think anyone will play with me. No, I'm just kidding. I play with Matt Wolf, though, at Riv right before he won that tournament. And pretty fucked up swing he's got there. But I'm sure you could do wonders with that thing. But it works. And the way he won his first tournament was fucking amazing.
When you watched that swing and you had to commentate it, I mean, what's coming through your mind? Like, how would you describe?
You go right to the crackhead reference. You go right to him having a fucking seizure. You know, the go-to lines here. You know, and that's what I got for Matt Wolf.
I just want to interrupt this interview real quick and give a shout out to my friends over at Encore Golf. Encore provides some of the most cutting edge technology in a golf ball that I have ever seen. Their team in Buffalo, New York is changing the script of golf technology through their perimeter weighted designs, which offer players enhanced accuracy and control for every shot on the course. With their award-winning Elixir and Avant 55 golf balls, they are transforming the game for players of all skill levels. Visit EncoreGolf.com/Travis Fulton for more details about their products that are revolutionizing the game. Now back to the Stripe Show.
You know, Golden Tate, back to him real quick. He's a Seahawk. I'm a diehard Seahawk fan growing up in the Northwest. And, man, I was so sad when he left and didn't re-sign, went to Detroit. And I didn't realize how big of a golfer he was. I did an analysis for it, sent him to him, and he looked at it, didn't respond. I think I might have offended him. Yeah, I think it'd be awesome to play with Golden Tate. And speaking of football, you were down at the Super Bowl. It looked like it maybe got a little out of hand, and you probably wouldn't have made the 2 p.m. Tee time that next day.
It was out of control. I mean, the thing about the Super Bowl is there's so many parties going on. Maxim, Sports Illustrated, all that. And it's Miami's kind of spread out. So, I mean, first of all, it's like Miami's like Vegas on steroids. It's out of control. I mean, they have a strip club that's open 24/7 that just everybody was packed every night. You would go bounce around from party to party. You know, met a lot of good people out there. Ninja Edelman was out there. Saquon Barkley was out there. Michael Rubin. We went to Fanatics party, which was unbelievable. Offset and Post Malone performed. The game was fun. I bet the 49ers, so I wasn't that happy. But it was, Patrick Mahomes got the fucking job done. I actually got a random FaceTime call from him the day after. It was like the weirdest thing at like 11 o'clock at night. It wasn't directly from Patrick, but it was from my buddy, Bell, who plays on the Chiefs, and he was wearing my Zapped hoodie. And, all of a sudden Mahomes came on the camera and I was just like, holy shit, that's pretty cool.
Wow. Wow.
Yeah. So.
Well, that kid's special. I mean, you know, 0-3 first three quarters. I mean, he looked down. It was like one of those prize fights, right? Like he's getting knocked out for 8 or 9 rounds, and all of a sudden he comes out in the fourth quarter and just dominates and just knocks him out. I wasn't disappointed as a Seahawk fan to see the 49ers go down. But, you know, he turned to next year. Where's Brady going to play? I know you're a Pats fan. I mean, doesn't it make sense for him to come back to New England?
I think that Super Bowl commercial they did was unbelievable with Hulu, by the way. That was awesome. I wonder what he got fucking paid for that. I mean, I think he's going to stay. I think that it's just, you know, he's a guy that, I mean, he's financially, I think between him and Giselle, I think they're set. And I think that he's, you know, if he's the guy that they say he is, I don't think he's going to.
When you heard the news of the Bob Kraft situation down here in West Palm, and what was the first thing that came to your mind? Were you disappointed or did you just want to give the guy a fist bump?
Was I on that list was the first thing that I thought of. I said, was I on that fucking list? Please, God, no. I hope I'm not on that fucking list. I mean, obviously, I don't know too much of the details. I guess Robert got completely cleared out of it, and I think rightfully so. I didn't really look too much into the story, but the best part about that was they had the list of all the people that went there that they got and all the ages, and there was this like 91-year-old guy just getting whacked off in there. This fucking hilarious. There was a 91-year-old guy or something like that on the list.
Does Peter play golf?
Peter is not a golfer. He stays in a cage. I keep Peter in a cage. He can't come out.
When's the last time Peter saw the sun?
The last time Peter saw the sun was probably 4 years ago.
What happened? You just let him like go to the bathroom?
I mean, he went on a really bad bender. And obviously, Peter's my color commentator for anybody that doesn't know. And he just has a very bad tendency to go out and just get fucking zapped. And so we just keep him in his cage. We let him out when we record. We don't really let him speak yet. But we're going to hopefully he just released his first t-shirt on our site. So we got to keep him in check.
So if you and I were to play in a tournament and we're,
which we have to,
well, if you want to go with me, I'm going to Dallas at the end of the month to play in a big charity event, PGA Memes charity event.
Oh, I heard about that. I can't make it out there because I have a conflicting thing there. But we're going to figure a time to play. But go ahead.
We're going to figure it out. So, okay. So here's the deal. Let's look ahead. You and I are a team. All right. And we're playing a best ball. We're playing Golden Tate and, you know, another guy, Gankus, our friend, my other teacher. He's on his team. Okay. But what kind of teammate are you going to be for me? Like if I go out and I, you know, I struggle the first couple holes, how are you going to respond to me? Are you going to be like, come on, dude, you need to pick the shit up a little bit? Or are you like, no big deal, dude, we got it?
I'm going to give you the Any Given Sunday speech by Al Pacino. Okay. That's what I'm going to do. Okay. I'm going to give you the Any Given Sunday speech. I'm going to keep you motivated, keep you in the game. You know, I played with Doc Rivers and Craig Sesserman, who owns Craig's restaurant, and Rich Eisen. and I shit the bed so bad. It was a big money game. I shit the bed so bad with Doc, and it was funny because having Doc as a partner is the weirdest thing because it's like he's coaching you. And he's like, it's all right, man. Don't worry about it. You know, stay in the game. Stay in the-. I'm like, this is fucking weird. What the fuck is going on here? But I'm a very supportive teammate. And, you know, I don't really give two shits if I lose. I just want to have a good time.
Yeah. So that's where you and I are going to be a good team because that's all I want to have is a good time too. Like I'm the most casual golfer there is. Like I work in the industry. Like I don't want to go play golf and be serious. Like if I'm going to go play golf, I'm going to go play golf with my buddies and with Menery, have a good time, have a few pops and just let it go. So I think we're going to be a good team. We got to find what tournament we're going to play in.
Yeah.
If you come to the Players Championship, you'll have to let me know. There's a lot of good golf here in Ponte Vedra, but I'm a little worried about Peter. I want him to see the sun a little bit. And I think Timmy, I think we should work on him just a little bit too. I think
maybe you can give him. How about this? Why don't you give Timmy some lessons? How about you give Timmy some lessons?
I think Timmy could be a potential really good time and a great advocate on the golf course. Let me ask you just a couple more here because I know you're busy. What do you like about golf, man? I mean, what is that? I mean, you clearly enjoy yourself out there. You're friends with a lot of players. I love it that you're into the game. I love when you post your round, right? So I can watch you. Other people are watching you play the game. I think it's great for a sport. Like, what do you love about it?
I mean, I just love it. It's about yourself. You're responsible for all your actions and all your fucking errant shots. And it's just you versus the golf course. And yeah, I mean, that's what I love about it. I also think it's a time to just put everything away, work and everything, and kind of clear your head. And, you know, I enjoy walking on the golf course. You know, kind of just step away from reality for a little bit, you know?
Yeah. What's your best round ever?
74. When I was down in Augusta, I didn't play Augusta, but, the place, I think it was Sage or something.
Yeah,
I think Sage, yeah. 74. So,
okay. What's the most mad you have ever been on the golf course? What happened?
I don't get mad.
You don't get mad.
No, I never get mad. I don't give a shit. If I hit fucking nine balls out of bounds, I could give two shits. I'm easy on the golf course. I don't flip out. I mean, it's pretty funny when you play with somebody who just fucking flips out. I'm like, dude, you're out here to fucking have fun. Relax. You're not going pro. Chill the fuck out.
What's your swing thought? What works for you? Like, what do you feel like, man, when I'm doing this in my swing, I'm usually hitting it pretty good.
You know, I don't know. It just depends on the day. Cause I don't consistently play enough to like break down my swing and analyze it and all that. My swing thought is not really much. It's basically just, you know, I try and just erase anything in my head and just kind of keep my head down and just attack the ball.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. How about your short game? What your short game rate at low, medium, high, which way are you going? You want to go low, kind of bump and run, or you like to show off with the flop shot?
I don't want to pull off the flop shot because I'm afraid I'm going to fucking kill somebody. So I get too scared to do that. So I like the little bump and runs. I'm pretty good. I'm actually really good with my wedges around my 54, 56, 60. I got a little game. So,
yeah,
you know,
what's coming up next for you, buddy? I know you got some good stuff coming up. Any fun projects coming up? I'm loving the, all the stuff that you're doing, the commercials, what's new for Bob Menery in 2020?
I think we are going to do I'm trying to get my body in shape and I'm trying to get healthy. And so I think Arnold Schwarzenegger is going to be training me a little bit. And we're going to do some stuff around me and Arnold working together with the company Ladder. And so we'll see if Arnold can get me in shape.
Arnold Schwarzenegger himself.
Himself, yes. I believe so. If it's done in the right way, I believe that'll happen.
Hey, I'm just saying, let me just say this real quick. Like, so the member, when you don't show up at 7, you know, whoever it was there, Billy Johnson, your member, you don't show up for it. You don't show up at 7 with Schwarzenegger, that might have different consequences.
Exactly. Yes, exactly. 1,000%.
Hey, Bob, I appreciate your time, man. I know you're busy, but you've got to give me one Buffalo Wild Wings roar here before we get off.
And I don't do this for fucking anybody. You know that, but I got you. Buffalo Wild Wings roar. That's all I got.
Thank you for tuning in to this episode of the Stripe Show podcast. I'm Travis Fulton. We'll see you next time.